Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hey everyone, welcome to Intuitive Message Friday. I'm so happy to be back on live with you. I decided to do this week's Intuitive Message Friday episode as another live episode like we did last week. Last week we did a reading. If you missed it, go back and check it out. But today I really just have a message that is coming through for me today, and it feels pertinent to share with all of you and for anyone else in the future who joins our community or watches this on YouTube, listens on the podcast. All of you, thank you for listening. But the message is to be you while also release the fear of what others are thinking about you. We spend so much of our life worried about what others think about us. And the reality is that we're all doing that. So therefore, like, are people really thinking about you? If they're also worried and thinking about what other people are thinking about them, are they truly thinking about you? So what does that say about us as a society? Like, we're so caught up in this mindset that other people are judging us and we have to like put up an affront or this like facade, this image for what the world, how the world should see us, and we're not really truly being ourselves, maybe with a select few group, small group of people, right? Maybe know our true colors fully. And we're like, spend all this time worrying about that, which all that worry leads to anxiety in some form that perhaps trickles into other areas of our life, right? Now we're worried about the way our employers perceive us. We're worried about the way our, you know, your neighbors perceive you, and you're worried about how your income is perceived, like your status in society, right? All of these things compounding on each other, and then add in just the normal everyday stress of like commutes, paying your bills, all of these things, when we could like cut at least a big chunk of the worry out if we release that worry, that fear of the judgment other people have towards us. Because most of the time it's probably not even happening, right? I mean, there's no statistic out there that I know of that I've seen saying, you know, how much time people truly spend thinking about judging others versus how much time people think are worried about what others are thinking about them. I'm sure that is much higher than people actually spending their time judging. Although, you know, on social media, it seems like everyone's judging each other, but all of those people that are judging people are worried about being judged. So first of all, worry about just being you, or don't worry at all, but just be you and focus on yourself. Focus on loving yourself primarily. Love all the parts of you. And I myself have struggled with this in different areas of my life at different times, but love all the parts of you, and in turn, others will love those parts of you, because now you're shining. Now you're not living in this like shadow or this cocoon of who you really are. and you're allowing yourself to be seen, and people are going to appreciate that. They're going to love that in some way. And who cares if they don't? It doesn't matter, because what matters is that you love you. And you start to just even appreciate other people because they're now being themselves too, rather than, you know, all of these, again, blocks that we put up in front of ourselves. Hey, Marco. We put up all of these walls, right? And so we're not seeing each other. But if we all let go of that worry and that fear and we start to be ourselves, then we can really appreciate and love one another for who we are. And all that judgment out the window, right? Say goodbye to it. Love yourself. That's the first thing. And love every part of you. And it takes some work, right? Because we've been ingrained through society that we have to live up to certain standards, either it be the way we look or our status of, you know, our career or income, our fam, like if we're married or not, if you have children or not. It's all of these arbitrary guidelines that society has said or you know, put in place, and we feel like we have to fit the bill. You're welcome, Marco. This is like, it's everywhere, right? And so I know I'm not alone in having felt this at different times in my life, and even feeling it now with certain things. This is like a universal thing that I'm sure everyone experiences to some degree, right? We feel like we have to fit this mold, this arbitrary mold that somebody created at some point in history, and we have to live up to that or feel like we need to, when in reality, we just all need to be who we are and love ourselves, and in turn, everyone will love and appreciate one another for who they are. I know I'm talking in circles now probably at this point, but it is just one less thing to live with or to worry about if we can release that fear, let it go, and come back to you. Bring it back to yourself. You have to love it yourself in all areas and in all ways so that you can continue to grow and be the best version of you that you can be for yourself, for no one else but yourself. And perhaps if you do have a family, if you have kids, it's a way to also show them, show your children, the next generation, that they can do this too, that they can love themselves and be themselves fully and authentically and heal the next, do this generational healing by showing them that it's okay to do this. So not necessarily for them, but because you're doing it for you, they see that it's okay for them to also do it for themselves, rather than repeating the cycles that we've all been repeating generation after generation. Let's break it. Let's do this now. We've all been in a space recently, this over the past year, I believe, where a lot, maybe not everyone, I know not everyone is on this playing field, or on, not this playing field, but on this track of having taken this opportunity of, you know, the crappy year that 2020 was, and still being in the mess of it all, and doing some inner work or some deep work and reflecting on what it is that we really truly find to be important. And what's of value to us in your life, and where do you place your attention? And if you're placing your attention on how others are judging you, then it's not really serving you, is it? Ask yourself that. Is that serving me? If it is, hey, more power to you. I know it doesn't serve me to worry about that, so I have taken the opportunity that this year has presented me to do some reflection and do some work on myself so that I can strip away at those fears or limiting beliefs around what others think of me and how I'm going to be perceived in the world if I do things a certain way or share a point of view or whatever it might be. Just let it go and like see the stress level. I don't know, maybe go down by half. I don't have the official numbers for you on this, but this is just something that I'm feeling needs to be shared today. And so I appreciate you if you've listened, if you're here with me live and you're listening, thank you so much for being here. If you're watching the replay and you're still sticking around watching to the end, I do really truly appreciate you all for being here and receiving this message. That's all I have for you today. I will be back next week, Live Wellness Wednesday on Wednesday as usual, and I'm really enjoying doing these intuitive messages live as well. So it looks like we might be transitioning to all live episodes for the purposes of the podcast / YouTube channel. It'll be live here first. I still have more episodes to come within the Five Element mini series, so stay tuned for that. I'm really excited too for some things that are in the works, and the sleep edition deck is like, I'm waiting for something from the publishing company or printing company for it to be officially completed. I'm waiting for one final task to be done, and it is off to the printers. So hopefully that'll be the case by next week, and you can get yours pre-order now, or you'll see the announcement for when they're available. Oh, thank you, Carrie. Glad you could be here. Thank you, Marco. I love you all. Have a wonderful rest of your day and an awesome weekend ahead. I'll catch you all next week. Until then, stay well, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.